From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. All this week, we're bringing you stories from Miami's Liberty City neighborhood in the aftermath of the mass shooting in June. Mass shootings are unusual in Liberty City, but shootings are not. WLRN's Nadege Green introduces us to a man who mourns with and mobilizes the families of victims.
We can activate this and we can promote this, it will change.
Pastor Billy Strange officiates the funerals of young men murdered in Liberty City.
Somebody say amen. If we learn how to look beyond the faults and the mistakes of other people again, somebody say amen.
Too often, the deceased is a parishioner or the child of a parishioner at Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church. It used to be that Strange would eulogize a murder victim once every few months. Now, it's at least twice a month, sometimes on the same day.
The 10 o'clock service was for a young man that was 28 years old that was shot over a dozen times. At 1 o'clock, I had a 20-year-old young man that was shot once with an AK-47 while on the front porch of his mother's house playing with his 3-year-old son.
Strange says he's tired of burying the neighborhood's young black men and women. Tired of watching grief-stricken mothers shuffle towards caskets for a final goodbye. After the recent mass shooting blocks away from his church, he said he had enough.
I was just basically angered. I was confused. There was a lot of mixed emotions going in. And the second part of my anger was who was the victims.
Nikhil Jackson, a parishioner's son, was one of the victims, killed in a hail of bullets. According to police, two men jumped out of a car shooting at the crowd with high-powered rifles. Seven people were injured. Two died.
And it's heartbreaking to me. You know, I'm put in the position where, Lord, what do I say to this mother to console her? What do I say to her to give her hope in the midst of losing a child? And that's something that you can only understand if you are placed in that situation.
About a year ago, Pastor Strange started the organization Call a Pastor to help connect families who share a somber reality, murdered loved ones. Call a Pastor's latest strategy is to walk the streets of Liberty City one Saturday every month, singing spiritual songs and chanting their message of nonviolence until the murders are solved.
What am I doing for my son, Damari? He was gunned down in January. He was 16 years old.
Well, I'm out here supporting my sister, Tisha Thompson, because my niece, her daughter, Tierra Grant, was murdered on 62nd and 12th or something like that in the Pork and Bean Projects. She had just had a baby 6 weeks ago before she was murdered. This is her baby, actually.
During a recent Saturday morning march, Hermana Richardson had a message about her son's murder for anyone who would listen.
I am going to get justice for mine. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm going to get justice for mine. I'm determined.
Her son Kevin was killed in the mass shooting in June. He was 29. Pastor Strange says it's time for Liberty City to get angry.
Behind us today are mothers of murdered victims.
I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
Who are still waking up in the morning, not being able to see their children anymore. What a painful experience even to...
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.